T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, a cloudy sky and 71 degrees. No consensus in Congress on approving a second round of coronavirus stimulus benefits.
Many Senate Republicans balk at spending even $1 trillion, let alone doing another measure at all. Democrats block GOP efforts to renew unemployment benefits on an interim basis. McConnell's teeing up a vote next week to temporarily renew benefits, but at an extra $200 per week. If Democrats vote no, McConnell can blame them for stalling jobless benefits. McConnell's tactic also gives vulnerable Republican senators facing competitive re-election bids, like Susan Collins and Martha McSally, the chance to support renewed assistance. Any big coronavirus bill needs Democratic votes.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. The Wichita Board of Education votes to start the coming school year after Labor Day.
At their meeting Thursday, the USD 259 Board of Education voted to delay the start of the upcoming school year until Tuesday, September 8th, amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The BOE had asked the calendar committee to make the change. Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson said a team of about 40 people participated in the calendar committee.
Typically, our calendar committee consists of our union representation. We have parents. We typically have administration. You have teachers. So there usually is a wide variety of people that are inclusive of the calendar committee.
Parents do have 3 different options as to how students can attend school when it starts after Labor Day: on-site learning, remote, or Education Academy. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
More information on a Wichita homicide. 40-year-old William Potorf was shot and killed at a hotel in West Wichita. It happened at the Scotsman Hotel west of Kellogg and Hoover Road. Police Captain Jason Stevens says Potorf was visiting a female acquaintance at the hotel where she'd been staying for about a month. After midnight Thursday, a 23-year-old man and 4 other men forced themselves into the woman's room.
There was an immediate disturbance that ensued between that male and the deceased victim. Shortly after that, both the Mr. Potorf and the 23-year-old man each brandished firearms, and there was a short exchange of gunfire.
Both men were shot multiple times. Potorf died, the other man hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators believe illegal narcotics were a factor in this violence. This is the 29th criminal homicide case in Wichita this year. McPherson County reported its first death due to the coronavirus, a man in his 30s.
In Sedgwick County, no new recoveries have been reported, with 90 new cases along with 1 new death. Over 2,500 cases are active. The health department is monitoring clusters at 3 care facilities in the county. Homestead of Wichita reported 9 residents and 9 staff members with the virus and 1 death. Reflection Living reported 5 residents and 2 staff members, and Planium Care says they have fewer than 5 cases to report. All of the cases are being tested to make sure that the virus does not spread. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis was laid to rest in Georgia Thursday. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports.
It was a remarkable setting here at Ebenezer Baptist Church. It marked the end of 6 days celebrating the life of civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis. In attendance here at the funeral today in Atlanta were 3 former U.S. living vice presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Lewis, of course, became famous across the country in 1965 after leading a demonstration of peaceful protesters across the Edmund Pettus Bridge from Selma to Montgomery. They were set upon by Alabama state troopers, beaten severely. Lewis suffered a fractured skull. It eventually led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
John Lewis was 80 years old. KNSS News Time, now 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning, Steve at 10 in the morning. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday.
This morning we have a traffic accident. It did happen about 40 minutes ago. And the accident itself, southbound I-235 north of Zoo Boulevard. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. There's still some ongoing rain in parts of southeastern and east central Kansas, but the clouds for us will gradually start to move on out. We become mostly sunny with a high 81 this afternoon. Perfect weather tonight and tomorrow. A partly cloudy sky, our low 63. Then sunny and warmer Saturday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy. We have a north wind at 13 miles per hour and 68 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning, Friday, July 31st, last day of July. Taking a quick look at that at the radar this morning and echoing what Dan was talking about there. There are showers, but they are now way off in the southeast part of the state, cleared out by Coffeyville and up north, northeast of Salina, or Emporia, I beg your pardon, all. Kind of moving to the east now and out of the area. We had some sprinkles this morning earlier.
It's so nice out there right now. It is just, there's a slight cool breeze.
Can't beat it.
You wish it could stay this way the whole day.
Yeah. Kind of like fall.
It's just beautiful.
All right, more rain and cooler temperatures across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high was 86 degrees. Normal high is 93 for the date. And the National Weather Service reporting 0.24 inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport yesterday. That is a quarter of an inch? Yeah. Quarter of an inch of rain. All right, on this date in July 31st, on this date in 1972, Democratic vice presidential candidate Thomas Eagleton withdrew from the ticket with George McGovern following disclosures that Eagleton had once undergone psychiatric treatment. I didn't know anything about Thomas Eagleton, so about a year after this, 2 years, I was going to Kansas City with my family in the summertime to spend a little time up there. And there was a talk show on the radio, and I'm tuning around, and I find Thomas Eagleton as a guest. I was amazed. First of all, the guy had a voice that came from way down. He had the most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
Huh.
And smart, oh my gosh, sharp as a tack. He was really, really an intelligent, brilliant man. But again, he'd undergone psychiatric treatment, and just blew him out of the ticket.
The stigma about that back then was just blow him out of the water.
For about 45 minutes, I listened to that show on the radio in my car with my wife, and we were just amazed at how intelligent that guy was. Wow. Good radio, though.
Yep. Bill Bradley was intelligent, too, and he never could get traction on the
could.
Nationals.
No.
There's a lot of people that are smart, but
maybe politics isn't the place for him.
I know. You say, God, that guy's brilliant. Then they get into politics and
yikes.
Just can't get any traction.
Well, that could be. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are under increasing pressure from lawmakers to boost testing for the coronavirus in the Capitol, an idea they have so far rejected because of concerns about the availability of tests across the country. In other words, they don't want to look like they're the only ones getting it. Despite the unusual nature of work in the Capitol, lawmakers fly in and out weekly from 50 states and attend votes and hearings together. The two leaders have maintained they will not institute a testing program for members, staff, or the hundreds of other people who work in the complex. So, anyway, it could be a hot spot right there for the coronavirus if one person gets it and brings it in there. One of the I put a piece on my personal Facebook page the other day, a couple of days ago. Well, yesterday, I don't know. about testing and how it takes so long to get your test back and so forth. They got about 50 responses. It's a sore point for a lot of people. One of the responses, though, came from Dr. Tom Rosenberg.
Yeah.
And Dr. Tom pointed out that there is some research into trying to get a home test that would be, I suppose, like you just swab something and red or blue, it comes back or right there. Or you can send it in and bring it back quickly. But I thought, well, that's cool. I looked on the FDA webpage today. Yep, they've set out a template of what they would like to have to for those research companies to get something like
what
that.
What they would like to have.
Yeah, here's
we
the
don't
template.
Have it yet.
This is what we want you to do. And so they're going to tell. Can you imagine getting something like that over the counter where you could actually just look at it immediately and say, oh, okay, I'm good. Wow, that would speed things up quite a bit. Now, I need your help this morning, Ted, as always, on a little pronunciation. We've got a tropical storm that's now been turned into a hurricane out in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Have you seen this name?
I don't think I have.
Isaias. What did you say it was yet? Isaias?
I see. I only have to say it every once in a while.
Isaias.
So I'm going to look it up like I do.
This is the last time I'm going to use it on the air.
Spell it again.
Isaias. Isaias? Anyway.
Isaias?
Knocked out power, caused flooding and small landslides across Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic yesterday, then strengthened into a hurricane late in the night while moving toward the Bahamas and the U.S. East Coast. So all those news anchors on the East Coast are going to have to figure out how to pronounce this stupid name.
S-I-E-S.
S-I-E-S. Oh,
S-I-E-S.
S-I-E-S.
Yeah, there you go.
Storms rain and turned several streets into fast-flowing rivers and toppled trees and some telephone and electrical cables in Puerto Rico. Still recovering from previous hurricanes and earthquakes, the National Guard rescued at least 35 people, including two newborns. There is a hurricane heading toward the East Coast, and it starts with an I. And that's the way I'm going to pronounce it from now on. A hurricane that starts with an I.
It's Hurricane I.
Hurricane I. There you go. Whatever happened to Hurricane Bob, Hurricane Phil, or Phyllis? Wouldn't that be okay? They have to start it with an I, though, don't they?
Still got Hurricane Teddy on the list for this year, if we get to T.
Yeah, I mean, how many Hurricane Ians can there be?
How about Hurricane Ira? That would be good.
Maybe there's already been one. Probably already been a bunch. Not a lot of I guy names, I'm sorry.
Okay, you start over. They can do Hurricane Sam 2. Not 2, okay. 618, it's the dumbest name I have ever seen. 618 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward, and I can spell Sensei Sports. Right, Ted?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, the Kansas City Royals finally wrapping up their week-long season-opening road swing last night in Detroit, taking on the Tigers. And the Royals, most of this series, they've been scoring early runs and then fading as the game goes along. Not last night. The Royals got the offense revved up in the late innings last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
He's down to the count, 0-1, wants to stay away from the strikeout. Got to make contact. The pitch, a swing and a shot down the line. That's a base hit. Bubba Starling comes through. Gordon scores. Mondesi to third base. And Mondesi will score. A huge hit by Bubba Starling. With a strike on him, he doubles down the left field line. It's 5-2 Royals.
Good job there for the youngster. Of course, former first-round draft pick from Gardner, Kansas.
Is he a rookie?
No, he came up last year.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, huh?
But the big hit there in the late going, and the Royals beat the Tigers 5-3 and get the win. Former Wichita Wranglers left fielder Alex Gordon, 3-for-4, and scored a couple of runs in that win for the Royals, who go 3-4 on that week-long road trip. Now the Royals finally play their home opener on July 31st. Strange times. The Royals host the Chicago White Sox this weekend in an empty Kauffman Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. All those Royals-White Sox games are on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Although we're not even a week into the season yet, and the baseball schedule is somewhat patchwork these days, as when teams start having trouble with COVID-19, they have to shut it down for a few days, and that's still going on.
The Philadelphia Phillies suspending all activities at Citizens Bank Park Thursday after learning that a coach and a home clubhouse staff member had both tested positive for COVID-19. The Phillies being closely monitored following that opening series against the Miami Marlins, with at least 19 members of that team's traveling party having contracted the virus. Philadelphia GM Matt Klentak.
We anticipated there would be positive cases. There would be bumps in the road, and we would all, as an industry, have to do our best to get through them.
The Phillies were set to return to action Saturday against the Toronto Blue Jays. Those games have now been postponed. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
What about college sports this fall? College football still trying to make sure they can play this fall. If not, they keep talking about, well, maybe we'll play in the spring. Thoughts on that from Phil Steele, ESPN college football writer.
Major problems. We're talking about a lot of the key players. You know, look at Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. They're not playing.
Yeah.
All the top teams would lose the majority of their top players. Plus, how do you play a season in the spring, then only give the players a month or two off to recover, and then put them right back at it again in the fall? I think you'd be hurting two football seasons. I really believe, though, Jim, that we are playing football in the fall this year. Even if it's conference only,
sure.
I'm excited.
There you go. Some of the latest on that front on college sports. And speaking of football, the Kansas City Chiefs are in training camp, and we're all just about to the month of August, and that means it's time for our daily visits from training camp from the Kansas City Chiefs. And this time, it's for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday and every weekday for the next 4 weeks, all throughout the entire month of August, we'll be having daily visits with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp at 8:15 every morning, starting Monday for the next 4 weeks.
Fun time of the year.
So, yeah, it's a... And we just get a treasure trove of information by getting to talk to Mitch every day and
it's
get
good.
Skinny on the Chiefs. And,
it's good.
And so we'll really look forward to that starting on Monday with Mitch every day at 8:15. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. When was the last time you took time for you? About 5 minutes ago, Ted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.